The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, Mark Haddon. The policeman looked at me for a while without speaking. Then he said, "I am arresting you for assaulting a police officer." This made me feel a lot calmer, because it's what policemen say on television and in films. Nine Pairs of Boots in Vietnam by Rosie J. Williams and Stephen R. Williams. The sergeant called for another man to join him, and he told me to cover them. The adrenaline had kicked in, and I began to shake violently. They crawled out to where the Viet Cong was laying and checked him out for booby traps. He asked how many rounds I fired, but I didn't know. "The Old Man and the Sea," Ernest Hemingway. "How did you sleep, old man?" the boy asked. He was waking up now, although it was still hard for him to leave his sleep.
"Very well, Manolin," the old man said. "I feel confident today."
"So do I," the boy said. Maigret's failure, Georges Simenon. Maigret hung up.
"He shot himself in the head," he said.
"I heard."
"Has his wife got a telephone?"
"Yes."
She gave him the number, and he dialed it at once.
"Hello, Madame Gaillardin?"
"This is the maid."
"Is Madame Gaillardin out?"
"She left for the Riviera 2 days ago with the children." "Who is that? Monsieur Gaillardin?"
"No, the police."
Wild at Heart, John Eldridge. I know some couples who have decided against having children altogether. They simply aren't willing to chance the heartache children often bring. What if they're born with a crippling disease? What if they turn their backs on us and God? What if? Yet this is the world God has made, a world that requires us to live with risk, because God wants us to live by faith.
Home Improvement by Scott Taransky and Joanne Miller.
The wise parent looks beyond a child's behavior to what's going on at a deeper level, the child's attitudes and motivations. The goal of discipline is not only to help children act correctly, but also to guide them into becoming the people God wants them to become. God doesn't just want them and us to do the right things. He wants all of us to become the right kind of people.
How to Keep the Sabbath Holy by Doug Batchelor.
Now, I realize that some people, because of illness or injury, are homebound and cannot get out. This isn't about their situation, and God is understanding and merciful. But the Bible doesn't support the idea that you can be blessed just as much by staying at home on Sabbath as you can be in coming together with God's people. It's not a time to just hang out in your tent at home. It's an opportunity to corporately praise and worship the Lord as a church family.
Sidestepped by Matt Dalby.
You and I are in an invisible struggle with very visible, real, and lasting ramifications. There's a popular notion that invisible equates to inconsequential. It's time to trash that myth like the garbage it is. What did Jesus say about the unseen part of a person? Luke 6:45. The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. And the evil person, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
Solution-Driven Destiny by Rich Miller.
Whatever crisis you're facing, there's the opportunity for you to step straight into your purpose. Just as Jacob's wrestling match altered who he was, this struggle can transform you. The invitation is before you. Will you open the right door? Will you ask the right questions?
Earn the Right by Patrick Youngblood.
With only one exception, our family always lived in old houses that we remodeled. We moved a lot. Each time we moved, it was into a house that needed updating. Updating is a huge understatement. Most of our home projects required complete and extensive renovations. I had a friend who, when seeing the junkiest, most dilapidated house imaginable, would say, "Yeah, that's something your dad would buy." And my dad would, because he had vision.